open up. Come on, you little bitch. About fucking time. You know it's rude to make your mistress wait. I told you when you gave me your home address that I wanted to dominate you in your own home tonight. No more hotel rooms. A good slave would have been waiting by the door, ready to greet his mistress at a moment's notice. Now move aside. Jesus fucking Christ. I knew you were keeping something from me. When I pulled up to this place, I thought I had the wrong address. I mean, look at this place. All this time, we've been meeting in shitty hotels, and you lived here. I knew you were rich, but I didn't know you were fucking loaded. I wonder what people would think if they knew a rich guy like you enjoyed getting spanked by cheap whores off the street in seedy hotel rooms while you live in a goddamn mansion. Just look at all this stuff. All of this expensive artwork and furniture and... what's this? Over here, in the display case, it looks like a ring. But that must be the biggest fucking diamond I've ever seen. Your great-grandmother's wedding ring must have cost a fucking fortune. $1 million? Are you fucking kidding me? That's insane. I can't believe it. That's it. I'm definitely going to start charging you more money for our little sessions, you bitch. All right, enough of this bullshit. Lead me to the master bedroom. I'm going to work my aggression out on that ass of yours. All right, you little cuck. Strip. You heard me. Take your fucking clothes off. Now. That's it, bitch. Present yourself to your mistress. I can't believe you actually call that a cock. Pathetic. It's not even hard. Do you actually expect to fuck my exquisite cunt when you can't even get your little dicklet hard for me? That's it. You need to be punished. Come here. That's right. Get over here and bend over my knee. You know what's coming next, don't you? That's right. You've been a bad little boy. And what do bad boys get? That's right. Bad boys get spanked. You're a pathetic little cup boy. Huh? Even with this mansion and all your money, you still can't find a woman willing to deal with your pathetic, pitiful excuse of a cock. Huh? The only way you can get a woman to touch you is to pay them. Look at you. Bent over the knee of a goddamn hooker, getting your ass spanked like a child. Most men would be humiliated by this, but I can feel your cock getting hard for me. I can feel your disgusting little dick growing as I spank your ass raw. Don't you have any shame, you pathetic loser. Get up. Now. Lay on the bed. Do it before I get angry. Give me your arms. I'm going to strap them to the headboard. Now then, the two of us are going to play a little game. You see, that cock of yours may be pathetic, but at least your tongue still works. You are going to lick my pussy while I ride your face. And while you do, I'm going to be slapping the shit out of this pitiful excuse of a dick. Oh yes, I imagine it's going to hurt quite a lot, but if you manage to give me an orgasm and keep your dick hard for me, I promise, when this is over, I'll fuck you, okay? Do you understand? Good boy. Now start licking. That's it. That's it. Lick my cunt, slave. Oh, does that hurt? Too fucking bad. If you want to fuck this cunt, then you better keep licking, you little bitch. Huh? And stay hard. That's it. How's my cunt taste, loser? Huh? You should feel honoured to lick this exquisite pussy. Say thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress, for letting me lick your pussy. That's it. Good slave. Good slave. For such a pathetic little cuck boy, you ain't half bad at licking pussy. Just make sure you keep that cock hard for me. Can you do it? Huh? Can you keep your cock hard until I come? Come on, I know you have it in you. Prove to me you aren't a complete fucking loser. That's it. Goodbye. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come all over your face. I'm gonna mark you with my fucking juices, you little bitch. Well done, bitch. Well done. Looks like you managed to stay hard for me. Good boy. It's time for a reward. Do you like the way I hover my pussy over your throbbing, aching cock? Huh? Can you feel the heat of my cunt as I slide my pussy lips along the head? Huh? Do you like how my slick cunt is dripping pussy juice onto your swollen dick? I bet it must feel nice after getting slapped for so long. Don't you want me to just drop down and swallow your cock in my warm, wet cunt? Huh? Beg for it. Beg for it, you little bitch. Beg me to fuck your brains out. Good boy. That's right. You like that? Huh? Normally I'd make you wear a condom, but this time I figured you deserve a nice surprise. You little bitch. You love this, don't you? You love your dominant, superior mistress slamming her cunt down on your raw, abused, and downright pathetic little cock. This is what gets you off, huh? The only thing that can get you off. Getting strapped down and brutalized by your mistress as you lie there, unable to do anything to stop me. Huh? What's that? Oh, you're about to come. Perfect. You want me to get off, don't you? Why the fuck would I want to do that? No, I'm not on birth control. In fact, I just happen to be ovulating today. Yeah. I know you can't last much longer, idiot. That's the fucking point. You're gonna come deep inside my fertile womb, whether you like it or not. I'm tired. So sick and tired of being paid chump change to be your dirty little secret while you live it up in a fucking mansion. I want it all. Your house, your money, and your complete devotion. I'm going to trap you in an inescapable pregnancy, you fuck. You're gonna spend the rest of your life and all of your money serving me and our baby. I'll become the fucking queen of this mansion, and you will be nothing but a pathetic servant. Well, hurry up. Come for me already. You know you want to. Give in and become my slave forever. You know you can't hold on much longer, and it will feel so good to finally let go. That's it. Do it. Lose control. Lose everything. Your wealth, your reputation, your freedom. Give it all to me, a fucking whore. I'll take it all. I'll take everything from you and leave you completely drained. Isn't that what you want? Yes. Yes. That's it. Come for me. Come deep inside of me. Knock up my hot, wet, fertile womb, you pathetic little bitch. Get this hooker pregnant. I'm going to untie you soon, but first, here's how things are going to be from now on. You're going to do whatever I say, whenever I say it, without question. If I want you on your hands and knees, licking my cunt, you will do it. If I want you out of my face for a while, then you'd better be gone. If I want to see you tied to a chair with your legs spread so I can slap at your cock and balls for a while, then get ready for some pain. Because if you say no, if you try to resist me, I will go straight to the press and tell them that not only have you been paying hookers for sex, but you've even gotten one pregnant. I'm also going to be moving into this huge mansion of yours. In fact, I will be running things from now on. You will sign the deed to this place over to me. You will sign everything over to me, and I mean everything. You will get a tattoo right above your cock that will brand you as my property so that you will never be able to have sex again without your partner knowing who really owns this pathetic cock of yours. Not that you're going to be having much sex. From now on, whenever you leave the house, your cock will be locked in chastity and only I will have the key. How does that sound, bitch? Good. I'm going to untie you now. Now, one final thing. Go get that ring from the display case. You know the one I'm talking about. Your great granny's $1 million wedding ring. Op it. Now, get down on your fucking knees. I refuse to let my baby be born a bastard. So unless you want me to go to the press tonight, you will do the right thing and beg me to marry you. Oh, you can beg harder than that. Oh, what's that? You say you love me more than anything, and you want me to become your wife. Are you sure you want to marry me? Oh, what a surprise. This is all so sudden. Well, since you begged, I suppose I should accept. You can slide the ring on my finger now. Oh, wow. Just look at that diamond. Tell me, what would your great-grandmother think if she saw her priceless family heirloom on the finger of a whore? She's probably spinning in her grave. All right, come on, get up. Get up. I'm tired of looking at you. Get out of here. You can go sleep on the couch downstairs. That's right, I will be sleeping in the master bedroom tonight, and every night from now on, in fact. I've got big plans for you and your money now that I own you and your pathetic cock. Forever. Now, fuck off.